I do not contemplate his resignation, but off the record, I don't want to hurt Johnson.
Yeah.
Off the record, if I did,
yeah,
Johnson wouldn't replace him.
I see.
Now, I think your network is, you ought to tell your officials that this is just complete, absolutely untrue. That's what we've got to say, because that is untrue. And the advantage you have of being able to talk to me any time will always keep these things cleaned up for you, if you'll tell me.
Well, I'll tell you why I said what I said today, sir, is that I knew NBC News was going to use this story. And I felt that as long as they were going to use it, the important thing was to say that, would this be true, which was the word I used, that officials said that Ambassador Taylor's resignation would not portend, not does not portend, but in a sense, if true, we still maintain our basic policies and aims and efforts out there. And that was what I was trying to add to this report, which, in all frankness, sir, NBC was going to carry, no matter what I said, and they called me just a few minutes before the newscast to alert me to this, and I left a message for Jack.
Well, he came running over and told me, and just as soon as he did, I called you, and they said that you couldn't be reached. Well, I guess you're on the air.
Yes, sir, that's right.
And I immediately called George and told him, because it's not like De Gaulle resigning or something, but it doesn't help our cause to be having, when we're sitting here having a series of conferences, to resign and appoint a fella.
Yes, sir, I really
without even asking the man who does it.
Well, I felt it was a matter of priority to try and get on the record, because other people monitor these broadcasts, with the fact that the American position has not changed.
It is. Of course, the best thing is not to get on the record, though, with the untrue story.
Well, I'll certainly call them now. May I say, sir, that sources very high in the White House.
Yes. That's right. Just say it has absolutely no basis whatever. And I consider it as big a disservice as they could figure out. I don't know. It's not as, no, you don't lose the lives that you use when they bomb an embassy, but it's almost as bad, because you create a lot of frustration all over the world. It looks like that we have junked our man. It looks like that we've appointed Taylor. It'll make Taylor feel bad. He hears the announcement that he's been designated, that the president's going to appoint him. And I think that NBC has got a wonderful news organization, and I want to help them. But the first thing they better do is get a little maturity.
All right,
anybody over 17, you ought to be at least 17 before you start reporting. Now, this is the second or third Gronowski thing, and I told you about some Ron stuff. And these boys, they're good for high school annuals and stuff like that, but they ought to be in the league where they... I learned in my high school journalism that you've got to have who, what, when, why, and where. And they oughtn't to be nominating these men to be war commanders without any knowledge at all. And I think I would have some knowledge, because I select them. And I have no pets. But if I do have, you would be one of them, and I'll tell you anything you want to know. And I'll even interrupt a meeting with the president to answer you if you got something urgent. And they don't need to have this irresponsibility. And Bob Kentner, was an old-time reporter, and he never pointed things off the top of his head. He knows better than this, and he ought to be told that. And if you don't tell him, I will, and because this doesn't help him and doesn't help his people, and it's not any credit on the organization. I think in time Taylor will be leaving. I don't want to say that. That's off the record. But he told me when he went out there that he's been a retired man, and he was called back in on the Cuba thing.
Yeah.
And he stayed much longer than he wanted to stay, but he's the best man for this task.
Yes, sir.
But he'll probably stay a little longer now on account of this announcement, because he'll have to pick up a lot of pieces that you've created. And I don't know. It seems to me like maybe somebody close to Johnson that wanted Johnson to have it kind of played a double play.
I
found that happened last week on the Treasury thing.
Mm-hmm. We had Kennedy.
Yeah, we had a couple of sponsors of Kennedy
that
put this out. And we had a good many sponsors of a man that we weren't even thinking of for the FCC. Yeah. They do this. As a matter of fact, John, just off the record for your information, I have in my possession a letter that was written from Treasury to one of the reporters who wrote an article predicting that it was cinched now, that Mr. Gordon was going to be, and so forth. And they each one had their own candidates. You might be sponsoring me, as friendly as you are. So they do that, and you go and report them, and all you need to do is just say, George Reedy, I have a tip that Mr. Jack Valenti is likely to be the new Secretary of Agriculture. When you have it, you can come right in, and I'll say absolutely no, and you can depend on that. And the first time you catch me saying absolutely no and undependable, then you don't need to rely on me. But until you do, I submit that I'm more likely to know than Gronowski.
Well, I appreciate that, sir, and I'll certainly pass on everything that you've said to the proper authorities. And I
like Ray Shera, but I was really humiliated beyond compare when he says, I'm Flash, I just want to tell you that the president has just named David Kennedy, Chicago banker, Secretary of the Treasury. Mr. Kennedy is so-and-so and so-and-so. Now, I'll be back in just a moment with the news. Then they came on and said, we want to sell you a little Crisco right quick. And they gave me a minute of Crisco, and he came back on, and his face was red even without color television. And he said, I hate to tell you, but it's just been announced that Mr. Fowler is the one. Now, Fowler had been undergoing investigation for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy hadn't been undergoing investigation for a minute. I'd never met him, never talked to him that I know of, and never considered him for one second. Now, can you figure out how those things happen?
Well, I know sometimes that I think Ray was reading the AP and the UP, both of whom were carrying that story at the time. It didn't have anything to do with me. I wonder, sir, if I might suggest that when we do a story saying that this is not so, that we might also point out that ultimately, someday, Ambassador Taylor, who has served this country for a long time, could leave.
I would say when you start out on your story, just say that evidently there's some confusion because when Ambassador Taylor went out to Vietnam, it was for an indefinite period because first the man had retired and gone to work at the Lincoln Center in New York.
Right.
He was pressed back at his age, past 60, unusual, in the Cuban crisis following it. And he became chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for a limited period. When this thing came up out there and Lodge needed to come back at that time because of the political situation, Taylor was asked to go there and relieve him. And it was understood at that time that it would be an indefinite period. And I think that indefinite period was not an extended one at all.
Yeah.
But Taylor has not talked to me about resignation since he was appointed. He has not written me about resignation since he's appointed. Gronowski has me receiving a letter that I have in my hand now.
Yes, sir, but somebody at the State Department told him. I don't know who.
I thought he was out in Vietnam.
No, sir, he's here in Washington. He got back about 4 days ago.
Yeah. Well, he's just.
And he didn't carry this back with him. I know that.
Well, you just have to.
And apparently, sir, the fact is that Gronowski was told this by a source he considered to be reputable at the Department of State, and they wanted to get it on right away, and they called me to inform me that they were putting it on, which is why I left the message for
you. Well, you call Kenton or whoever you are, unless you want me to. I'll be glad to. I'm a little rushed, but I don't want to be doing this. You're the first reporter I've called with a mistake, but I want you to know that number one, I think it does a disservice to Taylor, who's had a wonderful career. I think it does a disservice to the president. I think it does a disservice to the country to have to spend a few days on this thing now, kind of like gas, you see. We get going pretty good, and then we have our folks throw a block into us on one of these days. And I think the guy that really hurts more than anything else is Johnson, because you've appointed Johnson, and he's not going to be appointed if Taylor resigned yesterday. If he had been, Taylor wouldn't have been going out there.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of irony in that, too, isn't there, sir? Because, as you say, it may have been somebody who wanted to push Johnson.
Yes, I would think so. I would think so.
Well, I'll certainly pass that on.
Okay.
I'm terribly sorry that we involved you in this.
That's all right. I just don't want to. I'm your man out there.
I know you.
I'm selecting your people. You tell Bob that either I'm going to do it or Gronowski, and don't make any difference to me, whichever one he wants to handle it. But if I'm going to handle it, well, until I'm impeached, well, for God's sakes, let's touch it, and I'll tell you right quick. because I not only like you, I like everybody in your outfit, and I want to be helpful, and I think you've got an excellent operation, but I don't know how I can help you if I don't know it.
Well, I'm sorry that this mix-up came, and I didn't have time to check with you, sir, and I always hate to call you because you're so terribly busy.
Well, if Jack had just held you on the phone until he could call me, I could have told it right still, but he didn't. He came to the mansion where I've been working this morning on Vietnam, incidentally, and the economics of it and so forth. So that's why I got you, and much obliged, partner.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you, John.
Very much.